This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suites 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Fong Pham. First name is Fong, P-H-O-U-N-G, last name is Pham, P-H-A-M, Pham. Date of birth, 5-26-1956. This letter is being written to Dr. Joann, J-O-N-N, Joann Nguyen, first last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Dr. Joann Nguyen, address 652 Santa Clara, East Santa Clara Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-294-2868, fax number 408-294-2869. Dear Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 66-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Ms. Pham has been experiencing recurrent itchy rashes for many, many years, pretty much involving her face and sometimes scalp and neck, period. These rashes seem to get worse with the beef, chicken and peanuts, period. There may be some other foods including seafood that might be resulting in more itching and more rashes, period. She also has history of some angioedema and swelling around the eyelids and little bit and face, and she wants to make sure allergies are not playing any significant role, period. There is no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, diffuse urticaria, throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Her sleep is somewhat disturbed because of itching, period. She is on the following medications. Number one, Vespa, which I believe is a omega acids. And number two, Losartan, number three, Prednisone, number four, Atarax, number five, some vitamins, number six, Nafcon A for eyes, period. Medications are not very helpful, but itching is much reduced, period. Rashes, facial rash and rash around the eyes and sometimes on the neck is still persistent, period. There has also been some angioedema as of recently, and I saw a picture in her cell phone, and there was some swelling of her eyelids and nasal passage and the nose, period. Certainly, allergies need to be ruled out, although clinically I don't believe she has any allergies, period. She saw a dermatologist last year and I'm not sure what kind of workup was done, period. Interestingly, whenever the Ms. Fong, P-H-O-U-N-G, goes to Vietnam, this rash seems to get better, period. That is something quite baffling, period. She is using Dove shampoo, Vaseline, and avoids any harsh soaps, period. She uses some aloe vera once in a while, and I believe that certainly can cause allergic sensitization, and I told her to discontinue using aloe vera, period. New paragraph. Examination revealed a very pleasant lady who had moderate erythema with some periorbital swelling around her lower lids, and conjunctivas were also mildly swollen, period. There was some wrinkling of the skin, period. All this suggests to me that it may very well be some form of contact dermatitis or other dermatitis, probably not due to any significant allergies, period. I discussed with her through an excellent interpreter the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I got some lab work and did some allergy testing, and everything is pretty much normal, period. I would be attaching the results of all the lab work, period. My final diagnosis is a chronic dermatitis, not allergic in nature. Certainly there could be some contact allergies playing a certain role, period. She really needs to see a dermatologist for a further evaluation, period. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, Allegra, one tablet daily. Number two, Atarax, 10 milligram daily, 10 to 25 milligram daily. And number three, she can continue all other medications and not use any harsh chemicals on her face, period. Certainly, and of course, dermatology consultation would be required to establish a working diagnosis, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Fong Pham. Thank you.